From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A long-range U.S. military bomber flew over South Korea today in an apparent response to North Korea over its latest nuclear weapons test. The B-52 bomber, which is capable of carrying nuclear weapons, was seen flying 72 kilometers south of the border that separates the two Koreas. North Korea's weapons test last week angered traditional ally China and set off a firestorm of criticism in capitals across much of the world. U.S. actor Sean Penn is sharing an insightful talk he held with legendary Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before his capture. Penn's described Guzman as apologetic about selling drugs in an interview posted on Rolling Stone magazine's website late Saturday, a day after El Chapo was captured for a second time by Mexican authorities.
No debe ser extraditado.
Guzman's lawyer expected to keep him in Mexico, he says, at least for the immediate future, even though there are indications Mexico might allow Guzman's extradition to the United States. Monitors say airstrikes on a rebel-held town in northwestern Syria killed dozens of people on Saturday, including civilians, fighters, and prisoners. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights did not say whether the strike in Idlib province was carried out by Syrian or allied Russian warplanes, which have both bombed the area in recent weeks. In a separate development, Reuters quoted sources saying a deal had been reached to take international aid to people in an opposition-held town as well as two villages blockaded by rebels. This is VOA News.